Empty backfield for Schrader off his own 37. 75 seconds left in this D3 title game. Schrader sets up the pass. The pocket forms around him. Into the pass, deep down the middle of the field, into double coverage. A lot of contact around the 20-yard line, and a flag comes out late. Intended on the play for Nolan Hawk. There was a lot of contact around the 20, and the flag comes out late here, and we'll see what it's about and which team it's on.
Yeah, pass interference looks like on Menasha. I think it's a really good call. He impeded his progress big time there.
Going to get the discussion at about the 45-yard line. Now, remember, in high school, it's not a spot of foul penalty. It's a 15-yard penalty, but it will move DeForest into Menasha territory. They are huddling as though that's indeed going to be the call. We'll get it here.
Pass interference, defense, 15-yard penalty. Result will be first down.
So the ball will be moved to the 48 of Menasha. And it'll be first down, DeForest from there. 68 seconds left in the fourth quarter. Menasha leading 7-0, but DeForest now in Menasha territory. Just 48 yards to go and 1:08 to do it.
Yeah, and really all you want to do, Jimmy, is get close enough where your quarterback can throw into the end zone, you know, if it comes down to a last play Hail Mary.
Still a lot of ball game left here. 1:08 left in this D3 title game. Three receivers left, two to the right. Four to DeForest. Ball spotted just above the motion W at midfield here at Camp Randall Stadium. Schrader is back to pass, looking to his right now, looking to his left. In some trouble, gets away from the first wave. He's got to make a decision, and now he'll just take it out of bounds. And about the 48 of DeForest, so he's going to lose 4 yards on the play.
Still a really smart play by Schrader, though. You can't force it here. I like that they kept him in the pocket initially because they haven't done very well when he's been rolling out, but you cannot take a sack. They don't have a timeout, so that's a great play by the quarterback to just get out of bounds.
7 seconds run off the clock. It's second and 14 now. DeForest has it second and 14 on their own 48. Ball on the left hash mark of the offense, near side of the field as we see it here at Camp Randall Stadium. Again, just 61 seconds left in this D3 championship. No timeouts left for DeForest. Three receivers on the short side of the field. That's the near side. Two stacked on the numbers. On the far side of the field, timeout Menasha. And they had two left, so now they're down to one. And that does give each team, I guess, a chance here to kind of regroup and calm the nerves a bit.
Yeah, that and a chance for DeForest to kind of think up some good plays. And where you think the middle of the field shouldn't be open or something, you don't have to worry about. If I'm DeForest and I think I can get a 20, 25 yards, I'm going to do that with the idea of then spiking the ball and being able to then maybe throw into the end zone, you know, a couple times, a couple chances.
DeForest has a second and 14 on their own 48-yard line. 1:01 left in this Division III championship game with Menasha leading 7-0. And it'll be DeForest lining up. Two receivers stacked to the near side on the numbers. Three receivers split out wide to the far side. Schrader, the quarterback, 5 yards off the line of scrimmage. A three-man rush. Plenty of time for Schrader. Throwing, looking, and this one's going to be deflected away at the last second from Larson. That one deflected at the last possible second on the play by Pulowski. And that one will be incomplete. It'll be third and 14.
Yeah, just a great flag route right there by Larson. And it looked like he was open for a second. And I don't know if the defender knocked it away or what, but good route combination there.
Pulowski, remember, face guarding is not a thing in high school football anymore. That one, I don't know if he even deflected. That one just kind of, I think it just kind of got Larson as he was trying to go over the shoulder with it. It kind of popped off the helmet a bit. Three receivers right, two to the left on third and 14. Back is Schrader to pass. Plenty of time looking. They're going to go this near side, and Bierman holds it in. Bierman takes it down to the 24-yard line. First down to DeForest with 48 seconds to play in the fourth quarter as the Norskies quickly get on the ball at the line of scrimmage. Schrader gets in under center as they are going to try to spike this football here. That's exactly what he does to ground it. It'll be second and 10 at the 24 with 46 seconds to play in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, this is exactly what you want. And as a coach for DeForest, just have a shot at maybe getting the ball into the end zone. And it looks like they'll have at least three shots to maybe do that.
The ball will be on the left hash mark near side at the 24 of Menasha, working into the north end zone. So the sun at the backs of the Norskies. 46 seconds in the fourth quarter. Menasha leading 7-0. No timeouts for DeForest. Schrader will work with two receivers either side. They'll motion Larson across to set up trips on the near side of the field as Schrader back to pass, tries to scramble out of the pocket, and now he'll just chuck this one downfield. It's going to be hauled in and out of bounds on the play. Great job by Nolan Hawk to get a first down out of bounds at the 14-yard line of Menasha.
Wow, this is becoming a great game. There's still 38 seconds left, so you can use the middle of the field and still get back on it if you get the first down.
First and 10 at the 13-yard line of Menasha as DeForest will line up now with 38 seconds left. Ball on the left hash mark, near side of the field. Trips right in this formation with Larson, the middle of the bunch. Bierman on the near side. Schrader, the quarterback, stands in, gets the call, back to pass. Looking, throwing on the dump pass to Finley, stretching for the end zone, and he is across, touchdown DeForest! The Norskies score with 32 seconds left in the fourth quarter. It is Menasha 7, DeForest 6 with 32 seconds left in the Division III state championship game.
Just love it. That looked like it was a delay pass, almost like a screen pass with no blockers. Finley blocked and then kind of went out at the last second. No one was able to pick him up. He caught the ball and smashed it into the end zone for the touchdown.
Yeah, Gabe Finley gets the touchdown there, and now you see the offense huddled up on the field as they are going to go for two and the win here.
Wow.
32 seconds left here in this Division III state championship game, as Menasha leads 7-6 in Mike Minnick's final game as head coach of the Norskies. Bierman splits out to the right, Larson to the left, and we are going to have the snap bounce off of Schrader, but there were whistles at the snap, and I think Menasha just took a timeout.
Prior to the snap, timeout. Menasha, third of the half.
This is
third.
Gutsy. This is gutsy. Ice, baby.
Oh, God.
Well, you've got
state championship game.
You've only got the rest of your life in retirement to think about it, right?
So. Yeah. Oh, boy.
This is
football,
tough
baby.
Call.
This is a great game.
Oh, my God.
And let's give credit right now before we know the winner to both teams, because they've both deserved it and have played fantastic football all day long.
So it's going to be, the situation is, it's a two-point conversion try. It is 32 seconds left in the fourth quarter. Each team now out of timeouts. Menasha leading 7-6. DeForest lined up as though they were going to go for two. Menasha spending the timeout. Ball, of course, at the three-yard line in high school, regardless of what kind of conversion you're going to try. And the offense breaks the huddle. They are going to go for two in the win. Mike Minnick
Wow. Sends
out the offense on this two-point conversion try to try to take the lead in this Division III state championship game. Schrader works with the football. They're going to dump it off over the top. It's a two-point conversion to Hawk. They fake the run. They toss to Hawk, and the two-point conversion is good. DeForest 8, Menasha 7, with 32 seconds left in the fourth quarter. You hear the roar of the crowd on the near side as DeForest takes their first lead of the game with 32 seconds left in the fourth quarter.
Boy, you see a lot of celebrating, a lot of DeForest kids on the ground. Can't tell if they're crying or happy or whatever, but what a great play call there by Mike Minnick and his staff. Looked like a quarterback draw. He faked like he was running with it, stopped, pulled up, and hit your tight end right down the middle, right in the end zone for an easy two-point conversion. Wow.
Nolan Hawk picking that one up. He released from the line. Nobody around him as the entire defense crashed in on the run. Schrader just flipped it up, just kind of shot put it up over the top of the line. Hauled in by Hawk for the two-point conversion. 32 seconds left, though, in this game. We still have football to play with, again, 32 seconds, no timeouts for either team. DeForest 8, Menasha 7 in this Division III state championship.